day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with all your market details for today.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Strong pressure continued to hold across cattle futures today with triple-digit losses developing in live cattle and feeder cattle markets. This lack of support in the market continued to create concerns about additional fundamental support. Lean hog futures remained under pressure but were in range bound through the morning with little activity developing. Corn prices were lower in light trade with December corn futures about 6 cents lower per bushel. Stock markets were lower in light trade too with the Dow Jones 142 points lower while NASDAQ was down 43 points. Pressure held across live cattle futures with losses in all futures, except October contracts posting triple-digit losses today, despite firm gains in beef values early in the week. The softness in cash cattle trade late last week, combined with the concern that additional supplies of cattle available on the market in the future, may cause many traders to once again back away from the futures trade. The flat market and lack of premium between October and April contracts continued to cause concern, which kept traders from moving from one contract or seasonality. The combination of outside market pressure and increased placement of feeder cattle in feed yards in the month of August created aggressive selling pressure today, pushing triple-digit losses lower in most contracts. And grain futures were mixed today with an attempt to firm that failed when prices followed financial markets lower ahead of the start of trading in Europe. Better weather for harvest here today in the U.S., coupled with anxiety over the global economy, facing a new fear, the U.S. presidential election, which takes center stage tonight with the first debate. Corn prices were lower, taking December futures close to another test of support at their 25-day moving average. Soybeans were mixed after two-sided trade overnight. A lower open quickly gave way to buying that fell apart ahead of the open in European trade before firming. Wheat prices were a little lower today, leaving winter wheat futures in recent consolidations, while Minneapolis tried to hold last week's rally. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.